Gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Vice President. We'd like to extend a warm welcome to the distinguished delegation of Slovenia, and we'd like to thank them for the presentation of their report. We acknowledge the progress made in gender equality, which has meant that Slovenia has become one of the countries in the world with the lowest gender wage gap, as was flagged by the distinguished delegation. With a view to strengthening Slovenia's human rights policies, we would respectfully recommend that 1. Slovenia strengthen human rights education programs on the rights of migrants and refugees for migration officials, security forces, the army, prosecutors and judges, with particular focus on the principle of non-refoulement. 2. That Slovenia revise the definition of rape enshrined in the criminal code so that this be based on the lack of consent and not on force or coercion, thereby aligning this definition with international standards such as the Istanbul Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women. 3. That Slovenia implement the decisions of the Constitutional Court which have not yet been enacted, in particular those pertaining to the need to review the Mental Health Act. We wish Slovenia every success in this UPR process. Thank